funny when you look back, did I know I was a lesbian or didn't I? There's a terrible tale of one of my friends who, in fact, was a lesbian. I didn't know she was. We were inseparable. This is when I was about 15. She didn't go to my school, but we were inseparable. We did all sorts of things together, and she was really beautiful. I mean, I thought at the time I looked a bit like Twiggy, and I thought she looked rather like Cathy McGowan. And because she had this lovely, lovely long hair and beautiful eye makeup. And just before I went off to uni, she obviously decided that she wanted to tell me I was a lesbian, that she was a lesbian, and maybe she thought I was too. It would have been easier if she just kissed me, I think, or something like that. But she took me to the most sordid pub in Blackburn, just off Blackburn Boulevard, called the Railway Tavern. And we were a little drunk, so obviously she's been building up to this. And I go in there, and I'm thinking, God, this is just like a really awful pub. And it was awful, because we used to go to some seedy pubs as well, I have to say. But this was just like really the seediest. And she sort of like disappeared. And suddenly, you know, I'm finding myself back against the wall. And this bus conductor came up and was like really, really close. And I suddenly realised that in this pub, they were all women. And it just so shocked me that I didn't know what to do. And I looked over and I saw her and I sort of went, and I went running out. She came running out after me. I wish she'd kissed me then, but she didn't. What happened is I said, why did you take me in there? Why did you take me in there? Which obviously horrified her. And we never really spoke about it after that. And then I went away to uni. And then obviously the penny dropped. And I thought, oh God, I must go back and tell her I'm a lesbian. And I went back and I couldn't find her anywhere. I saw Rowena, and I said, have you seen Regine? And she said, oh no, I don't talk to Regine anymore. She's a lesbian. And the worst thing is, I tried all my life to find Regine to say I was really sorry about this. And only about, not that long ago, 4 or 5 weeks ago, I was looking on Find My Past. And I found her.
Wow.
But she died. She died in her mid-30s, so.
Oh, how very sad.
So there you go.
A bit of unfinished business.
It is. I'd love to have told her. And sure. But at least I feel better now, because I just always, always, always wanted to tell her. I went into lots of women's groups. I started by being a socialist feminist, obviously, because I'd done my Marxist theory of alienation. And that was really interesting, and some of the people in those groups I still know. But I think I realised that they were a bit too hardline and rigid for me, so I moved more into being a radical feminist, and that's where my heart actually lay. And
so were you part of the sort of radical feminist separatist lesbian
absolutely
groups? No men.
Yeah, I mean, I didn't think there was anything particularly wrong with that at all. I mean, partly because if you look at where I came from, men had always been peripheral to my life, apart from my dad. I loved my dad very much. And
it's a very comfortable place to be for you.
It was fine. Yeah. It was, you know, I was happy. It's interesting now when I look back on my life, that even the women I went out with then are still my very close friends. So there's been a sort of continuity of friendship.
Brilliant.
As well.
Really enduring close friendships.
You know, which is wonderful. And I think there's maybe only, well, I don't know, less than 5 women that I've been out with who I don't know anymore, probably 3. And everybody else is still a part of my life in some form.
So it's some important intimate relationships during that time.
Mm. And I think I always felt even then, that if you fall in love with somebody and had a sexual relationship with somebody, that heterosexuals just seem to walk away from that and negate it all. And I've always thought that if you love somebody that much, how could you walk away and lose it all and leave it all behind? There has to be some way of working it through. And I think, you know, I've never had unhappy endings either in my relationships. I mean, I think I've probably lived a charmed life in that way. But it's always worked for me.
Yeah. It's a sort of common story of women at that time that have ended up now in our 60s, but have a very strong network of of women friends still, some of whom have been lovers.
I mean, my dad always used to say to me things like, I mean, he was very supportive of me being a lesbian, and when I made the film Women Like Us on the television, he phoned me up immediately and said, E Fox, he said, when the adverts came on, I didn't want to see the adverts. I loved it so much.
Oh, wonderful.
And that was just like one of the nicest things, really. So, but my dad always worried. He said, oh, you know, I just don't want you to be lonely when you get old. And I said to him, I think you're more likely to be lonely if you're heterosexual. You know, because my mum died when she was 52. So my dad was on his own. I mean, he had friends, but, you know, he lost his sort of soulmate, really, when my mum died. And I think I've got lots of people who I would think are my soulmates in some form or another. Yeah. Well, all these people phoned in, the phone never stopped ringing, back and saying how wonderful it was. So then everybody on that intuition was going like, we've made a terrible mistake here. And they liked it so much, it had to be shown again. And so then, they commissioned us to do a follow-up because people wanted to know what happened. And so the Women Like Us became Women Like That, because what we did was, Women Like Us was really looking at the women's lives in retrospect about being coming out as a lesbian, what life had been like for them, what the lesbian movement was like, how you met other women, because a lot of women thought they were the only lesbian in the world. Until things like Arena 3 came along, and then they started to meet and things. And so Women Like That was about them looking forward, about their lives and where their lives were now, which I thought was really nice as well. And we took, so that was only half an hour long, so we took half of those women. And I think when I look back on it now, we showed it not long ago, a couple of weeks ago, to people, and these films have really stood the test of time. I am so proud of these films. You know, they are the best thing that I've ever done in my whole life.
The pinnacle of your career.
Absolutely. Yeah. You know, and everybody was saying, good, you know, they could have been made today. Mm-hmm. Even the one talking about, you know, ageism and what it's like, and what will you do if you go into a sheltered home and nobody knows you're a lesbian, and shouldn't we have lesbian sheltered homes and whatever?
All the stuff that's still around.
Absolutely. Yeah. And so it's part of it saddens me to think, well, yeah, you know, we're still actually there. Yeah. But yeah, so I really, really love those. And now when young women see them, it really heartens me that they actually really like them as well. Because, and I sort of talk people through, and I go, this was amazing technology at the time, you know, that this took us like 2 hours to do this, which you can do in the blink of an eye now with new technology. Yeah. But it still doesn't even, they still don't even look old either, which surprises me.
I still look modern.
Yeah. The lesbian pantos had always been a phenomenal thing at the drill hall. And so we did lots of things. We did Peter Pan, we did Treasure Island, we did Alice in Wonderland, all sorts of things. And I loved the drill hall. And there's something really amazing about that performance space. It saddens me to this day that we lost it. Because standing on the stage, and it held 200-250 seats, and they'd be full to the rafters to come and see us, which is just like, whoa, this is really good, because you know, I wasn't trained in performance, I'm just a show off, I suppose. and we loved it. We loved the storytelling. They were stories about our lives, 5 minutes long, that we perform, and again get a wide variety of people, who young women who were thinking, oh God, these are these old women now. And maybe we were diverse in age, from 20s to 60s, you know, just talking about different experiences.